This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the History of Egypt podcast, episode 160b, The Purge. This is a small add-on to the last episode. It concerns other individuals connected with King I and how they suffered in the wake of his death. Once again, many of the questions in this episode are speculative. The evidence is vague, and we only have tidbits to go on. But still, enough survives to give a hint at possible conflicts among different families, and how royal officials, servants of Ai, suffered the vengeance of Horemheb. Around 1330 BCE, King I died. Soon after, the general Horemheb took power and claimed the thrones of Egypt. He became the next pharaoh. But there might be a gap there, a short interregnum in which power was disputed and rivals sought the thrones. In that gap, the general Naktmin may have fought for power. If so, Naktmin clearly failed, for his name was erased, his statues were attacked, and his tomb, if it ever existed, was destroyed. Destroyed so thoroughly that archaeologists have not identified it. Naktmin came to an ignominious end. But his fate was not unique. Other individuals from Ai's government and social circle suffered similar destruction. The most noteworthy example of this phenomenon is a man named Senkid, or Sennedjem, as I have introduced him before. Sennedjem, or Senkid, was a royal tutor, a Menai. He served in the reign of Tutankhamun, and Senkid had a lovely tomb in the area of Akhmin, the town and region where King I had family and connections. I have described Senkid's tomb previously. It's a large monument, well decorated, and he probably commissioned it with the king's favour. Unfortunately, somebody attacked Senkid's tomb later on. The walls of this monument are badly damaged, faces have been obliterated, names have been hacked out, and the destruction was thorough enough that even identifying this man is quite tricky. The hieroglyphs that show his name were damaged. And this is why we have two different names, Senkid and Sennedjem. The hieroglyphs for Senkid and Sennedjem are extremely similar, and with the damage to the walls, different Egyptologists see them slightly differently. That's slightly beside the point. What's important is that somebody attacked this tomb, a tomb in the area where King I had originated, and they attacked a man who served King I as a prominent official. It's quite likely that Sennedjem suffered this fate because of his association with Ai. Perhaps Ai had been responsible for promoting this man to be Tutankhamun's tutor. Perhaps he gained his position thanks to family connections from this region. That's how most Egyptian officials gained their power and prominence. They came from important families, and they wielded social connections to gain access to power. But now, the patron, King I, was gone, and like Naktmin before him, Senkid's social connections may have come back to haunt him. This could be the reason for his destruction. Curiously, this desecration went further than the tomb itself. Whoever attacked the tomb was clearly determined to erase Senkid from history. In fact, they were so determined, they even stole something precious. Senkid's desecrator stole his sarcophagus. Preparing for his burial, Senkid commissioned a lovely stone casket. Ideally, it would go into his tomb and protect his body. But when King Ai died and Senkid suffered desecration, somebody removed the sarcophagus and they reused it for themselves. Senkid's sarcophagus shows up hundreds of kilometers away from his tomb. It appeared at the necropolis of Saqqara. Saqqara was the great burial ground for the high officials, especially those in the north, and the sarcophagus of Senkid turned up during excavations in the region. The sarcophagus had been recarved with new names, but there were still traces of the original owner, so Egyptologists could identify that the casket was stolen. Now, there is a little bit of uncertainty here. Did the desecrator take the casket from the tomb itself and carry it north? Or was the sarcophagus still in the workshops when Senkid fell from favor? Perhaps when somebody decided to eradicate Senkid, his lovely stone casket was still being made. In that scenario, a royal official might have come to the workshops at Memphis and requisitioned it for themselves. Surprisingly, we actually know the name of the person who stole the casket. The man who stole Senkid's sarcophagus and possibly desecrated his tomb was a royal official. His name was Raya. Raya was a high-ranking official who turns up in the government of Horemheb. Raya served King Horemheb as the overseer of the granaries, the great overseer of the king's house, the overseer of the priests of Thoth, and the leader of the festival for Thoth. In short, Raya was a prominent man who benefited greatly from Horemheb's patronage. Apparently, Raya also participated in the destruction of Senkid. So we have a curious situation. A man who served King Ai, Senkid, suffered desecration and obliteration following Ai's death. Subsequently, one of Horemheb's servants, Raya, repurposed Senkid's sarcophagus and used it for himself. The fact that one servant lost everything and another servant gained a great deal might hint at political conflict. It's possible that Horemheb, or his servants, enacted some kind of purge against Ai's followers. As I said, the tomb of Senkid is located at Akhmin, and Akhmin is probably the place where King Ai originated. Other members of Ai's government and his family seem to come from that area. So, perhaps Horemheb, or his followers, enacted a purge against this region. If King Ai had a strong power base in Akhmin, the new king, Horemheb, might have stamped it out. Once again, this is speculative. There could be other reasons for Senkid's destruction, but Senkid clearly suffered for a reason, and in the circumstances, it's entirely possible that Horemheb was purging the opposition. Maybe the Akhmin family and network were a threat to Horemheb's rule. The destruction of Senkid and Naktmin is probably connected to their relationship with King Ai. More specifically, their relationship to Ai and a family who were prominent in the area of Akhmin. Most of the destruction that we know about seems to concentrate in that area. That suggests, tentatively, that this region and the family that controlled it were the main problem for Horemheb. Now you may be wondering, did King Ai have other officials, other servants in his government? And if so, what happened to them? Well, yes, we do know about a couple of people. The best example is a man named Neferhotep. Neferhotep worked in King Ai's government, and he built a magnificent tomb on the west bank of the Nile. At the city of Luxor, ancient Waset or Thebes, Neferhotep commissioned a beautiful monument. It has gorgeous artwork and elaborate iconography, including a delightful scene where Neferhotep visits the Temple of Karnak. In a grand mural, we see the royal official going to the house of Amun-Ra. He disappears inside the walls, a great privilege, and he emerges to the favor of his family. This was apparently one of the highlights in Neferhotep's life. Clearly, this man was favoured by Ai and prominent in the government. You would expect that Neferhotep's tomb would also be destroyed. Surprisingly, the tomb of Neferhotep is intact. There are no erasures and no damage. That's curious. Neferhotep was clearly quite prominent because his tomb is large and impressive. And yet, he escaped the destruction of Senqed and Naqtmin. Why? Well, there could be different explanations. Maybe Neferhotep died during the reign of Ai, and so he never had a chance to oppose Horemheb. Alternatively, maybe the location of this tomb gives us our clue. So far, the destruction of Ai's followers and family seems to concentrate on the area of Akmin. By contrast, people like Neferhotep, outside that area, escaped devastation. That does make me wonder if the Akmin family, the tribe who were loyal to Ai, were the main opponents of King Horemheb's power. If other royal officials at cities like Memphis and Luxor did not get involved, maybe that's why they survived. In future episodes, we will meet other royal officials who navigated this situation successfully, and all of them seem to come from different regions outside Akmin. Again, that makes me wonder if the trouble was concentrated here. Perhaps this family, this clan, were the main opposition. Following Ai's death, two prominent individuals, Naqtmin and Senqed, lost their legacies. Their tombs, statues, and monuments were desecrated, and Senqed's sarcophagus was stolen and reused by one of Horemheb's servants. It seems like King Horemheb, or at least his followers, conducted a small purge of prominent officials. The situation is curious, and it doesn't happen that often. It gives us further reason to wonder if there was some kind of conflict, maybe a short civil war. Did Ai's followers in Akmin revolt against Horemheb and his bid for power? Did the Akmin network fight for their right to party as King Ai's successors? Maybe. Again, we simply don't know, but the circumstances are definitely suspicious. Both Senqed and Naqtmin suffered obliteration. Not total obliteration, we still know about them, but close enough to suggest that somebody really wanted to remove these people from the record. We are fortunate that we know about these two men, and you have to wonder, how many other followers of King Ai do we not know about? How many suffered for their allegiances to him? This is the stuff of historical fiction, a massive grey area where many ideas are possible. For now, all we can say is that following the death of King Ai, there's some evidence for a purge of sorts, an intentional destruction or desecration of officials connected with the late pharaoh. We know at least two individuals who suffered in these circumstances, but there could be more. Either way, the new regime was going to open with a bang. The bang of hammers that shattered statues and desecrated tombs. Now, I'd like to cycle back to a question that we discussed recently. In episode 159b, I described the desecration of King Ai's burial at the Valley of the Kings. Somebody broke into his tomb and erased many of the inscriptions. They damaged the sarcophagus, and they even enacted vengeance on some of the gods themselves. Now, following that episode, I've had a couple of questions from listeners. Specifically, some people would like me to clarify my position on this desecration. Do I think the destruction of King Ai's tomb was done by Horemheb or by someone else? In the episode, I tried to present a middle path to cover the uncertainty of the situation, but it's possible that I sounded a bit too definitive on this matter. So, if you'll indulge me, I'd like to clarify. Was Horemheb responsible for the destruction of Ai's tomb? The answer is yes. No. Maybe? On current evidence, we can't say for sure. The people who attacked the tomb left no indication of their allegiances, and certainly no proof of who ordered the hit. With that in mind, we should approach this like a jury. Horemheb is innocent until proven guilty. The situation really is quite uncertain. If Horemheb or his followers were responsible, they have covered their tracks satisfactorily. Whoever did it took both the gun and the cannoli. So we can't pin anything on Horemheb directly. And we have to bear in mind that for centuries following this period, different kings considered the pharaohs like Ai, Tutankhamun, and Akhenaten particularly to be illegitimate rulers. So there are many candidates, many suspects in this lineup. If you put a gun to my head and forced me to make a decision, then yeah, there is a reasonably good chance that Horemheb was responsible. But it's 50-50 at best on the current evidence. So if you put down the gun and flipped a coin instead, I would accept either result. I hope that clarifies my position. It is possible that Horemheb was responsible, but I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. And I can assure you, his followers have not threatened me or paid me off. I do happen to have a lovely new sarcophagus, but that was an independent purchase, which I did with my own resources. You can't prove where that came from. Following the death of King Ai, there is a question mark. At least a few months, maybe a year, in which we don't know what was happening. In that time, at least two royal officials, Naktmin, the king's son, and Senked, a royal tutor, suffered desecration and erasure. Those men, and the family with whom they were connected, might have opposed Horemheb as he sought to claim power. It is possible that King Ai's family, his servants, his clients, his dependents, in the region of Akhmin, were opposed to the newcomer king. We can only speculate on current evidence, but there is a good chance that there was conflict. And when Horemheb won, he may have removed these men from the record. Horemheb and his followers were certainly responsible for the destruction of Senked and Naktmin. Royal officials who served Horemheb benefited directly from those erasures. But when it comes to the desecration of King Ai and his tomb in the Valley of the Kings, we are slightly more uncertain. It is possible, but we can't prove it either way. So Horemheb was involved in some erasures. But was he involved in all of them? For now, we can only say innocent until proven guilty.
What did it take to survive an ancient siege?
Why was the cult of Dionysus behind so many slave revolts in ancient Rome?
What's the tragic history and mythology behind Japan's most haunted ancient forest?
We're Jen.
And Jenny.
From Ancient History Fangirl. Join us to explore ancient history and mythology from a fun, sometimes tipsy perspective.
Find us at ancienthistoryfangirl.com or wherever you get your podcasts.